Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so please comment as we're going along. This is about President Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom. So sighs of relief all around in the UK government that it went off without a hitch, no assassination attempt, demonstrations were actually fairly low key, nothing to annoy him. We know he's a man of a very, very brittle ego. Didn't seem to be aware of that big balloon floating to humiliate him, or the images of him and Jeffrey Epstein, which were beamed onto the wall of Windsor Castle during a state dinner. And the king received him with good grace. The speeches were both very suitable and all that. So seems to be very happy with it. So soft power used to the max. It was galling to think of the orange orangutan there stuffing his face in Windsor Castle whilst people in Gaza are being starved to death. And his government is more than complicit in that, that he should be basking in luxury like that while they're living in such absolute misery, while all these defenseless civilians are being murdered with weapons provided by the United States, with diplomatic cover from the United States, and so on. Wow, we live in a very, very unjust world. It's revolting, and it's very dispiriting that there's such cruelty being inflicted and people get away with it. And I can say the same about the Sudanese civil war, the Yemeni civil war, and so on. All right. So the invitation was given in February. He came in September. You know, Trump, he could change his mind at the last minute about a previous state visit. He even suggested he mightn't come after all, at least not at that time, when it's obviously a lot of organization goes into this and they don't want you to change your mind like that. Anyway, so they got on well. What does the United Kingdom want out of it? It wants investment. It wants lower tariffs. It wants more trade because British economic growth is really sluggish, 0.3%. And the UK's GDP per capita is much lower than the United States and so on. It wants more defense cooperation. It wants to keep the United States in NATO. The British Armed Forces are puny. No disrespect to the men and women in it, but there's just not enough of them. And there's not enough equipment and the government's not spending enough because it's wasting money on benefits for those who shouldn't have them. And OK, some people should have benefits and so on. So it wants the United States to be helpful on the Ukrainian issue, to actually hold Putin's feet to the fire, to introduce more sanctions and things like that. The issue of Palestine didn't come up, thankfully, from London's perspective, because, of course, the United Kingdom is about to recognize Palestine. The United States is adamantly against that. And that could have been a bone of contention, but that one hasn't come back. So that's why the British government said nothing about that until President Trump was safely across the Atlantic and so on. So he didn't say anything impolite about the UK, Donald J. Trump. So it all worked really well. Got along just as well with Charles III as he had with the King's mother and so on. So he's obviously got a much better reception in the UK than he did at home. He ordered his horse-driven carriage ride through the Windsor Home Park. The crowds kept away. Nobody's up and down the street in Windsor. An open carriage like with President Macron a few months ago, but they're behind this carriage. Presumably, is it bulletproof glass, bombproof glass? I suppose so. And the police and the army all over the place has got his Secret Service agents. So that went really well from a UK perspective. But will it lead to what the United Kingdom wants? These outcomes is far from certain. We know that he's got a weather vane mind. He could change his mind the next day. Some British politician could find something he finds uncongenial and he could throw a tantrum. So despite all this kowtowing, this rather sickening sycophancy towards him, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to bear fruit from a Britannic perspective. So he's so revolting. Some ways I wish he hadn't been invited because he's just so uncivilized. And I know the UK has hosted all sorts of other tyrants, people who are worse than him. But yeah, it does stick in the craw that he was invited. What do you think? Anyway, thanks for coming to my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. I know it's the protest against him, wasn't even that big. Most people have just got used to it, just shrugged their shoulders. It's not going to do any good. Okay, goodbye.